Thank you. The next item on our agenda is my regular report as chief to the council, summarizing my engagements and ongoing outreach activities since October 25th. So I start with the justices of the California Supreme Court, Jess Baxter and myself. We continued our regular outreach efforts with members of the local bar associations and organizations when we, quote-unquote, ride the circuit. We do this between San Francisco, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. And we were particularly pleased to return to our Sacramento court, the home of the Stanley Mosque Library and Courts Building, on November 5th and 6th for oral argument for the first time since 2009. Coincidentally and happily, Justice Mosque's son, Second Appellate District Justice Richard Mosque, was assigned Justice Pro Tempore for one of our cases, mm-hmm. Based on the alpha list, with no particular intent to have him sit at his father's court. While in Sacramento, the Supreme Court attended two receptions, one hosted by the Federalist Society and the other by the Women Lawyers of Sacramento, honoring the court's return to the city. In San Francisco, the justices and myself, we attended, and Frank McGuire, attended the 66th Annual Lawyers Club Luncheon of San Francisco. It's the Supreme Court Luncheon. And in Los Angeles, when we were there for oral argument, we attended the annual Chancery Club Luncheon, saw many of you, and the Italian American Lawyers Association Dinner. The bar associations, attorneys, and lawyers continue to be very supportive of our advocacy efforts to achieve a reinvestment in our judicial branch and very supportive of their trial courts. Our return to our Sacramento courtroom also provided us with another opportunity to partner with the California Channel to broadcast the oral arguments live and to stream them over the Internet. And I know Frank McGuire and his staff in the clerk's office have plans to expand the use of technology and our HD cameras to access to oral arguments next year. I was pleased to be able to continue to focus attention on the area of public interest law by meeting with students, faculty, and lawyers at Stanford Law School, where I attended their Levin Center's Fall Public Service Awards, and at the University of San Francisco Public School of Law, where I attended their Public Interest Law Foundation Awards. They awarded me their PILF Award this year, and I accepted on behalf of the work of the Judicial Council. We also went on a visit to Washington, D.C. for the annual Rehnquist Awards to Judge Baker, Judge Jar, myself, and a meeting of the Conference of Chief Justices Board of Directors, of which I serve as a member for California. And also, Kirk Child, Judge Jar, and myself, we took the opportunity to meet with Associate Attorney General Anthony West of the United States Department of Justice to discuss our shared interest in language access and issues of language access in California. I've also had meetings with our sister branches of government here in California, including Governor Brown, the new California Solicitor General Ed Dumont, returning back to the West Coast after spending a considerable amount of time in Washington, D.C., a colleague or student colleague of Frank McGuire at Stanford Law. And I also had the opportunity to join with Assemblymember Jimmy Gomez in his district to talk about court needs and court accomplishments. I'm also glad the governor recently made 18 appointments to the superior courts, and I had the pleasure of swearing in 10 judges in Los Angeles from his last round of appointments. And I know we'll hear more later on the need for additional judgeships in our discussion agenda tomorrow. I addressed approximately 250 appellate judges, lawyers, and staff attorneys from throughout the United States at the Appellate Judges Education Institute in San Diego, and approximately 400 judges and lawyers here in San Francisco, many of us here today. Just Judge Terry Jackson also was there, Justice Carol Corrigan, and many others from our California benches who sit on the board of the Northern California chapter of ABTL, Association of Business Trial Lawyers. And I had the great pleasure of sharing a podium and meeting once again Justice Sandra Day O'Connor at this event. In Anaheim, I was able to attend two important events, our always successful annual Beyond the Bench conference, and acting in the convener role, we convened the first summit of its kind ever in California called Keeping Kids in School and Out of Court. Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson attended, Attorney General Kamala Harris, Secretary of the California Health and Human Services Agency Diana Dooley, Senate Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, and Assemblymember Roger Dickinson, among others, attended. I also wrote an op-ed on the topic for the Orange County Register. And finally, most recently involving the media, I had my annual Meet the Press opportunity with 12 journalists that regularly cover the judicial branch, the courts, and legal issues. We had a wide-ranging discussion with topics from budget to the death penalty, recipe for Peter Allen's homemade cookies, and I was also asked to speak more slowly during oral argument. That concludes my report.